patience. The brook lays itself down among the trees, ambling around the hips and shoulders of the land, not in a hurry, satisfied to allow itself to be let down to the sea as the earth will draw it, not of its own mind, but by the will of gravity and the ground where it finds itself. It hurries only when steepness beckons, then pools in pooling places, pausing, languid, here or there as if to savor or recollect. Where there are falls, it falls. The water murmurs over stones when they present themselves, swirling beside the roots and mosses, gathers behind a bosom of sticks and leaves a storm has laid down, then finds its way beneath them, uncomplaining. It quietly collects some scalloped ribs of sand and just as quietly lets them go. The stream receives the frogs and fish who shelter there and bears the water bugs who skitter on its face, as well as storm-flung limbs and whole great trees that fall and settle in its bed. The water moves around and carries on. The brook surrenders itself to the pond and waits. At last, it sighs over the spillway, submits to the culvert beneath the road, and moves on until when it is time. When it is time, it finds the sea. The spring and the cloud, the ocean, and the great flowing beneath the earth are all here. Yet the brook is only here. I will sit with you a while, little brook. Teach me.